tell us about the occasion you were being appointed by Seymour as a college historian and
yeah.
your work on this pictorial history of the school?
We were coming up, this was in, must have been 83 or something of this sort. We were coming up to the centennial of the college, and it was clear that there was nothing, no one had written a history of it. And so I can't exactly remember how it came about, but I think Thad Seymour approached me with the idea that would I be interested in it. I said, yes, very much. And he said, well, interested in the sense that I would be given a year off to write the history for my teaching chores. And so this is when the archives were in the old library building, and fortunately I don't think I would have undertaken it, except that several years earlier Fred Hanna had organized the archives, and they were pretty well organized, you know. And so I went up there to look at them. I knew what archives looked like because I'd been at the National Archives many years, many, many times. So when I saw that the organization was there, they had the presidential papers, they had the faculty papers, they had all the material that you'd need that was organized so that it was accessible. I mean, if they had said, write the history, and I'd gone up there and all these letters and things were just in boxes and hadn't been organized, I don't think I would have done it, because you had to spend a couple of years organizing before you could ever write. So I spent the entire year in the archives. I had more fun doing that than anything that I've ever done in research. It was just fascinating to read the history of this college, to read it in the documents, and to be able to sit down and put together a narrative on it. That was just really most exciting, because, you know, I was finding out things about my own institution, and I was finding out, moreover, that this college has a rich, rich history, and interesting and fascinating history, and an important one in the history of American higher education, too. So then I was talking to the archivist at the time, and I said, you know, we're going to have some photographs for this. And so she said, oh, now come look at this. So they had two cabinets of photographs there that were also organized pretty well. Once I saw those and I started working with them, I suggested to Thad that I put together pictorial history. So we did. And that's been a very successful project also, I thought. So in about a year, I had it completed. I have nine chapters, still in manuscript form, but I have nine. I wrote nine chapters and finished in the process, did this pictorial history, which has about 100 pages.